Welcome to what I have started calling Magnificat Mondays. I will begin by reading a short verse from the Gospel of Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus seldom criticized Rome or secular authorities. In fact, he healed the daughter of a Gentile centurion, and apparently had a very pleasant and successful meal at the table of a tax collector, a collaborator with Rome. Jesus never really argues with Romans or about the Roman occupation, but he is forever pointing out the faulty thinking of religious leaders, that self-perpetuating class who tried their hardest to control religious thinking, those men who acted as though their beliefs and answers were the only correct ones. Blessed are the poor in spirit, that is, those who don't think they have all the answers. Consequently, they will continue seeking, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, is the canticle or song Luke attributes to Mary. The song's structure reminds one of the structure in Matthew's Beatitudes, a series of bullet points, short, pithy, philosophical statements. And one of those bullet points in Mary's song is today's phrase. In Latin, it reads, Deposuit potentes de sede. He has deposed the powerful from their thrones, et exaltavit humiles, and lifted up the lowly. And I suggest that a useful reading of this phrase informs us that Mary was not worried about Rome, but was worried about the state of religion and the state of its leaders in their positions of power. That was definitely one of her son's worries as well. We will listen to the eighth movement of Bach's Magnificat. The text, which is given in this morning's email, comes from Luke 1:52. First, several observations about Bach's music. I want you to notice the dramatic downward sweeps of the violins as their music tries to portray the powerful leaders being deposed or being kicked off their seats of power. Next, let's notice the upward motion of the violins while depicting the raising or lifting up of those who are spiritually humble. We now hear the musicians of the Netherlands Bach Society, conducted by Jos van Veldhoven, with Thomas Hobbes as tenor. Some of you heard Thomas Hobbes as the evangelist in the Early Music Vancouver and Vancouver Cantata Singers performance of the St. John Passion at the Chan Center several summers ago.